From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. As food banks struggle to keep up with the dramatic increases in demand due to COVID-19, farmers and ranchers are working with the USDA to bridge the supply gap. AgriMarketing.com reports the American Farm Bureau Federation and Feeding America praised the USDA's leadership through this crisis and say demand can be met by redirecting supplies from farmers and ranchers who've lost markets like restaurants and tourism by implementing a USDA-run voucher system. China's pork imports almost tripled in March from last year, soaring to a record monthly volume as buyers sought to plug a huge supply gap after African swine fever decimated their pig herd. According to AgWeb.com, China brought in 391,000 tons last month, up more than 127,000 from March of 2019. Shipments of pork in the first quarter came in at 951,000 tons, nearly double the same period last year. Here in the U.S., the impact of COVID-19 has caused hog values to plummet, creating a financial disaster for pork producers who face a collective $5 billion loss this year. The National Pork Producers Council recently outlined the crisis as described by producers and the immediate relief they are requesting from the administration and Congress. NPPC President Howard Roth says we are taking on water fast. Immediate action is imperative or a lot of hog farms will go under. And that's your agribusiness update. I'm Bob Larson with the Ag Information Network of the West.